Hi there, welcome to Clan Chat, the official podcast of Glasgow Clan. We've packed the bus and we're getting ready for a six-week road trip while Mickey Mouse and his chums move into Brayhead Arena in September. I'm Craig Anderson, and in this edition we're going to reflect on the last two summer series games that saw Glasgow Clan take MAC Budapest to overtime, then beat Stavanger Oilers to set up the start of the Challenge Cup campaign. As we reflect on those games, we'll hear from Clan coach Pete Russell, Josh Grattan, former Clan D-man Cameron Burt now with MAC Budapest, as well as Stavanger coach Todd Bjorkstrand. And that is Clan Chat.
Hey Clan fans, I'm Michael Gutwald and you're listening to Clan Chat.
So let's start by looking back at the weekend's games where MAC Budapest and Stavanger Oilers came to Glasgow to complete the summer series as Pete Russell and his men completed their pre-season preparations. Game 3 of the series was the visit of MAC Budapest on Saturday, the Erste Liga champions keen to give their pre-season a boost with a win in Glasgow. As a side note, it was also the turn of defenceman Cameron Burt, who joined Budapest from the Clan during the summer, but injury ruled him out, so he was a mere spectator from their bench. We'll hear from him in just a minute, but to recap the game, it was an exciting contest that saw Budapest take the win, 5-4 after overtime. It was a goalless first period, but it all got interesting when Zach Fitzgerald got the opening goal, but Budapest were back on level terms when Chris Bodo laid off for Christian Nyck, who swept his shot into the net. Glasgow retook the lead through Scott Tansky, but the visitors were level again through Jesse Dudash. Rasmus Biero made it 3-2, but Bodo tied the game again before Isvan Terbosch put Budapest in front for the third. But there was late drama as Brendan Connolly forced the puck over the line in the last minute after Travis Erhard's powerful shot went wide, taking the game into the extra period. Jared Brown got the winner for Budapest, beating Gary Russell with a low shot, taking victory in the end. Afterwards, I got a word with Burt about his return and I asked what he thought of watching it from the bench instead of being on the ice.
It was a little different standing on the other side of the bench there, but you know, I thought it was a really good hockey game. I thought both teams really came out and worked hard. And went down to the wire. They got that last goal there, but you know, it was good to see my new team get the win. It's great to get back here and see some of the boys I know, and you know, I wish them the best of luck. You know, I had some great times here with the Clan. Didn't have that good of a season, but it's a great group of guys, and I wish them the best. And you know, I'm looking forward to the new season with my new team.
I saw you before the game, had a quick chat. I saw you talking to other people as well. The smile on your face, you were genuinely glad to be back here.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I felt the way the fans embraced me here was, you know, it was a dream come true. You know, it was tough sledding for the team, but they came out every night and supported us, and I was happy to be able to make the trip even though I was hurt. You know, I really begged and pleaded with my coach to get here just so I could get back and shake hands with the fans and take pictures and things like that. I had some really great memories here, and it was great to see them.
And a worthwhile game, we were just saying before we started recording, it was fun to watch.
Oh, it was a great game to watch. I mean, you know, you got to see some really skilled players out there. Puck was moving, guys were moving quick, physical play, and you know, I think it was a really good game for both teams to build off of for the future.
I spoke to you a few weeks ago for this podcast and you were saying you were looking forward to getting over to Budapest. What's been your impressions of the place so far?
Oh, the city is unbelievable. It has so much to offer. It's so multicultural. You know, it's a great group of guys we have. Our setup at the arena is really good, and you know, I fit right in right when I got there. The guys welcomed me with open arms, similar to how the guys were here when I got here. So it made it really easy to transition, and you know, I'm just looking forward to getting back out there, getting healthy.
Which of the players, your players, I mean, impressed you tonight? I mean, we've all seen them tonight, but from your point of view, standing on the bench, who stood out for you?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to put a finger on it. We got a lot of young guys. Christian Nagy, I think, is a Hungarian guy that's really up and coming. You know, our goalie Brunner played unbelievable in between the pipes for us today. We got some young defensemen that came in and played for us that are on our affiliate team, and you know, our veteran guys, Jared Brown, came in with the game-winning goal there, and you know, you can't ask for more than that when your veteran guys step up. So, you know, I think it was a great game to build off of.
And I can ask you, as a former player, what did you make of Glasgow Clan tonight?
You know what, I think the team's got a solid roster and definitely is going to rebound here. You know, you can just feel the atmosphere in the arena. You seem like you got a good camaraderie of guys there and guys that want to come here and be here and play in the rink every day. So, you know, I wish them all the best, and I want to see the Clan back in playoff form.
What's the aim for MAC Budapest this year? Obviously, winning the Erste Liga last year, going into a different league this year in Slovakia. What's the objective?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be uncharted waters. You know, I don't really know what to expect, but obviously, every guy wants to go in and make the playoffs and make a run. I think we're focusing on just getting better day by day. The guys come to the rink and work hard, and really just looking for the challenge of the Slovakian league. So I think it's going to be a good test for us, and you know, I think if we prepare well, we'll be right in one of the top teams.
Your team are off to play Nottingham Panthers tomorrow, so a final word to the Purple Army tonight?
You know, I wish them nothing but the best. It was great to get back here, and you know, I really appreciated the warm welcome. Gary Russell here was kicking. But yeah, it was great, and I can't thank them enough for the reception that I got tonight, and I wish them nothing but the best and hope to see the Clan, you know, leading the pack here.
Cam, good to see you again. All the best for the season.
Thank you very much.
I'm Matt Haywood. You're listening to Clan Chat.
Cameron Burton has returned to Glasgow with Mark Budapest. We move on to Sunday, and it was Stavanger Oilers, the deposed Norwegian champions, who provided the opposition for the Clan, and it was a hard-fought contest that saw a 2-1 home win to end the pre-season on a high. The visitors opened the scoring after 3 minutes when Marcus Solberg tucked away the rebound after Stefan Vigier had tested Joel Rumpel, who was making his first start immediately before. Clan equalised when Matt Becker set up Scott Tansky, who turned and fired on Oilers goalie Henrik Holm, finding the back of the net. It was a close-fought thing, but it was Rasmus Bjerrum who came up with the goods with 6 minutes to go, striking on the power play over Holm's shoulder after being set up by Brendan Connolly, securing the victory. Post-game, I caught up with Clan coach Pete Russell, who updated on the situation regarding the recruitment of Liam Healy's replacement. But first, I asked him what he learned about his team in the four games.
Well, we got better. I said last night I thought we got better. I thought tonight was our first complete performance. I thought we made good decisions, and I thought we were great in the track, and I thought, well, D-zone was good. And we could have scored more goals, probably. We had a post, a bar, a couple of backdoor plays. But I think they showed a lot of courage and character tonight. They were digging deep tonight, and that's good because the fitness is coming. So I thought it was great.
And this was a quality team you were playing tonight. Yeah, Stavanger, good European quality as well.
And, you know, and the Elite League doesn't get the prestige it deserves. You know, Nottingham took five off them last night, and then they come in here tonight, and they looked pretty. They were fast, you know, and really skilled, and I thought we handled it really well.
Joel Rumpel started tonight. Man of the match performance really says it all, doesn't it, about how he did tonight?
Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought he'd done what he's here to do. I think he made a couple of good saves. I think he's very solid. He's very technical. I knew that when I signed him. And he was great. Just makes you feel calm at the back. But Gary's done a great job as well. Don't take that away. But I thought Jared Hansen was good tonight. If anybody asked me who man of the match was, I would have played, but I'd have gave Jared Hansen man of the match tonight. He was awesome in the penalty kill. 5-on-5, he battled everywhere. He worked non-stop, 200 feet. I thought he was fantastic.
And you've seen the lines really gelling out there, as we've seen over the last
couple of weeks.
Yeah,
we changed them again tonight. Yeah. Jared went up with Pat and Bex, played a bit with them last year in Manchester. Peaks went to the middle with Collins, and I thought Peaks was more involved tonight. I put Peaks in the wing, and maybe, you know, Peaks is good in draws, he's good in controlled situations, and he's got a speed round him there. I thought Peaks played really well tonight. I was happy for Peaks because I want Peaks to be confident. I want to get the best out of Peaks, because in this league you need your top Brits to be given something, and I thought he was really good tonight. I thought he played really, really well, and he looked happy in there. I thought the third line was great. I thought Mack and Haywood were great. I thought the penalty kill was great. I thought the penalty kill for me was fantastic tonight. I thought it was sensational.
Is it a bit of a shame now you've got nothing doing for the next couple of weeks?
I think it's good. I think we can keep working on things, and I think we keep getting our fitness up. I think a weekend off, the guys will enjoy it. They can go golf and they can go and hang out, and I think it's good for them. I'm looking forward to it. I think we showed signs that there's something fun to watch there.
How much are you enjoying it now you've had those couple of weekends in the bench?
I'm having a great time. You're just getting to know people and get used to the bench again, and you know, it's, I've not been in Scotland for a long time, as everybody knows, and a difficult thing is not having my wife and my daughter here. But you know, the club have been great, and I'll go back down a couple of days a week. But I love where I am, and I think with the team and the people off the ice that we can make this a real fun year.
Before you go, obviously Liam Healy's left the club through the week. What can you tell us about the recruitment for his replacement this time?
I know the guy I want, and whether he comes or not is a different matter, but Mr. Black's backed it. He's been awesome. Full back in, always, he's been great to me since I've been here, and I asked him a question and I said, can I get some more money, and he said yes, and he's been great. He wants the club to do well, and we see what happens with the guy over the next day or two, and see what happens there. But the guy I want an all-rounder, and I want a right shot that can play centre and on the wing if he has to, and a guy that can just add something I don't think we have a little bit of.
Clan coach Pete Russell. Stavanger Oilers ended their two-game tour of the UK, but it was a disappointing one, with the loss in Glasgow added to the defeat at Nottingham Panthers on Saturday night. Afterwards, Stavanger coach Todd Bjorkstrand gave his impressions of what he saw over the two games.
tough game for both teams, obviously, playing back-to-back. I thought we started out really well in the first period, and then, second half of the first period wasn't very good for us. I thought we came back and played better in the second and third. Had trouble, obviously, we only scored one goal, so that makes it difficult. It was a good game. And you know, it's preseason and learning process, and yeah,
a good test for your team, though.
Absolutely. It was a little bit of everything, you know. So one goal is, you know, we have to score more than just one goal. Last night was a little bit, you know, we started out well in that game too, and then kind of had a letdown, a little momentum switch, and well, tonight was a little bit of the same thing, but guys kept fighting hard. It's a difficult game. Like I say, it's back-to-back, so it's always...
There's a view in this country that perhaps the British Ice Hockey Elite League in particular is a league that's quite underrated. Having seen what you've seen over the last two nights, do you agree with that?
Well, I think everyone is, you know, coming to that opinion, you know, because of the results that the teams have had. And it's you got to play well, you know. So yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, and, you know, the results have been there for in the Champions League last year, and you know, we played a tough team last night and again tonight. So yeah,
you're still learning about this team. You're new in it, Stavanger, after the disappointment last year as well. So it's as much a learning process for you as much as anything.
Yeah, it's our third game. And, you know, we got some new players, new imports, new coaching staff. And like I said, I mean, I believe in a process. I think that's, I believe in that. And you learn, you know, we learned a little bit about our team last night, and we learned more about our team tonight. And obviously we can see the things that we have to work on. I thought there was really a lot of positive things for our hockey team. And that's kind of what you always want to take the positives, and sometimes as coaches we focus too much on the mistakes and stuff. I like to use the word again, the process, and take the positives and take some of the things that obviously we gotta do better and learn from and stuff like that. But one thing I penalty box, I don't like that. I guess to have a penalty box makes it really difficult when you're shorthanded so much, but that's part of hockey.
That was Stavanger coach Todd Bjorkstrand following his team's 2-1 loss in Glasgow. To wrap up the summer series, we spoke to forward Josh Grattan, who ended quite a busy weekend with a win over the Norwegians. The 35-year-old only arrived in Scotland on Friday with his family and was plunged straight into action against MAK Budapest on Saturday. So when I caught up with him, Josh, understandably, was ready for his bed. But I got him to reflect on his first weekend as a Clan player.
Oh, it's been great. The fans are fun to play, and there's a good group of guys here, so it's been enjoyable for the first bit. We got a lot of work ahead of us, but it's nice to get the win on the last game there for the fans, and just give them a little preview of what's to come.
You're a bit late in coming. You only arrived on, was it Thursday or Friday, and no sooner than that happened, you're on the ice and you're straight into the action. There's nothing like getting thrown in, is it?
Yeah, I wasn't sure it was going to happen, but it was the best thing for me. I think it's better to get thrown in like that and get your feet wet right away, and I was happy to do it. At first, I was a little nervous and worried. Didn't know what kind of shape I was in, but you know, it's the boys made it easy for me. The guys, my line mates, made it easy for me, and it's nice to get it out of the way.
What have you made of the two games? We'll start with the one last night. Obviously, losing out in overtime, you took that team all the way.
Yeah, you know what? It was a tough game. We gave a couple leads, but you know, you learn from that, and you move forward. And tonight, we gave up a lead at first goal, and we came back and got the second one. We just learn as a team. It's a process, right? So we got to do it one game at a time. But it's a game like that goes a long way for to start a season, rather than blowing out a team or getting a loss. A tight game. It just shows that we all care about each other, and it makes us come together as a team a lot more.
And this is a tough team, Stavanger. They've got good European credentials as well.
Yeah, they can skate. They're the champions 7 times. I read there, so they're the top in their league, and it's a good league. So it just shows that we're going to be competitive all year, and it's exciting.
You've got your family with you as well now. You've got a couple of weeks now before the next bit of action. I take it you're just going to take time to settle in and get yourself used to life here.
Yeah, we got a day off tomorrow, so we're going to go check out Edinburgh and get used to the lay of land around here. Haven't had much time to enjoy ourselves with the last couple of days, but family has enjoyed themselves while I've been at the hockey rink most of the time.
And what have your family have made of this arena in particular? I dare say they've been everywhere with you along the way, but what do they make of Glasgow?
Yeah, they were surprised, as I was, is how passionate the fans are and how fun the building is, and everything's been great. It's over the top and professional from top to bottom. It's great.
It's going to be a fun season ahead with the look of it.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I'm Gary Russell and listen to Clan Chat.
Clan forward Josh Grattan after a busy first weekend in Scotland. So that's it, thanks for listening, and as always, keep up to date with the latest Glasgow Clan news and information by heading to the website clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. You can also download the excellent Glasgow Clan app to your device so you won't miss a thing. Don't forget, the Clan chat locker room interviews are still out there, so hear from all the team as we get the new campaign underway. Subscribe via Spotify, iTunes and Audioboom to hear the only podcast with interviews and views from around Glasgow Clan. Leave a review as well, and we'd like to know what you think, so it'll only take you a few minutes at the most. We're going to take a couple of weeks off before the competitive action begins, but we will return to look back in the first few games of the elongated road trip. So on behalf of producer Stuart Priest and myself, Craig Anderson, thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.